Hello, and welcome to Barbershop Craft with the Croy Cordsman Chorus. I'm Jay Althoff, and today we're going to cover topic number 11 in our craft guide. This topic focuses on resonant singing. Typically, the more challenging vowels are those that I call the dark vowels, the ah, ah, oh, ooh vowels. For many of us, the sound of these vowels tends to move back in our throats when we sing. Not only do we lose resonance, the pitch tends to drop just slightly, and then being the good tuners that we are, we follow that pitch down, and by the time we get to the end of the song, we may be a half to a full step flat. The way we can fix this is to use the placement of what I call the bright vowels, such as E and A, to help us place the dark vowels in a similar resonant space that stays right on pitch. Today, we will work on the ah vowel. So the exercise I'm about to demonstrate is to start with the E vowel, then modify that sound to the A vowel, then go back and forth a few times to get a good feel for how that goes. Then I'll start over with the E to A, but continue to the A vowel, attempting to keep the A in the same place as the E. For the leads, I suggest we start on a B flat. For the basses, it's also a B flat, but an octave lower. The berries will be on the fifth of the chord, about an F below the leads. And then lastly, the tenors will be on the third above the leads on a D. So here goes. Okay, not too bad. A little bit of a difference on the A to the E, but generally it was pretty bright and focused. So now I'm going to try to do that E to A and then into the A vowel and try to keep that right there like it's hot, the vowel A for hot. So that's about all there is to it. I suggest have a little fun with this when you're doing it, you're on your own, and adjust your starting pitches up and down to experiment with keeping that same sound in different parts of your range. But always stay focused on keeping that nice, bright, and forward sound from E to A to A. And that's it. Have fun, and I'll see you at rehearsal.